The Death Cult Part 2. Let's talk about how time is befallen and the corporations are dead. What keeps a corp... So let's say I go up here and I start an LLC. I go ahead and get my three officers and I go fill the paperwork out. I pay my money and I incorporate an LLC. It's dead. It's just on paper. It's nothing. It's not even... It's considered a person. But it's a dead person. There's no blood flowing. What makes a corporation alive? The money has to flow. The packages have to flow. The customers have to flow. The product has to flow. The only thing that makes a corporate dead system alive is flow. And that flow is a type and shadow of the blood flowing through your body. Because a corporation is a dead corpse. And the only thing that keeps a corporation alive is the sacrifice of the people. So the people are sacrificing to keep that corporation alive. Even a marriage is a legal entity. In order to keep it alive, both people have to sacrifice. Because if one sacrifices and the other one doesn't, it'll never work. If one employee sacrifices and everybody else is just sitting around collecting a paycheck, it'll never work. It's a dead corporation. If nobody's doing anything, it ain't gonna work. It's dead. Everything requires sacrifice. Death, resurrection. Death, resurrection. And it requires a human to put the effort in and put the time in. Time is befallen. When you get born again, you're outside of time. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. You have eternal life. And so if you have the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, outside of time, and you have eternal life, then what does that mean? That means you have the ability to see from Genesis to Revelation and actually see it now. Genesis 3 is happening now. The fake reality bubbles, the narcissists, the Jezebels, the psychopaths, it's all happening now. The devil is trying to make copies of himself. That's all he's doing every day. How's he doing it? Lies? Queen bee bubbles? A queen bee bubble goes back to Genesis 3, where Eve, she stepped into the world, the flesh, and prior life. And what did she do? She wanted Adam to go down with the ship. She became the queen bee. The hive mind, Eve was the hive mind. It's still here now. It's going to culminate in Revelation. We actually see Revelation right now. It's going to culminate where the whole world is under the queen bee hive mind. And the queen bee hive mind will be an AI beast therion, T-H-E-R-I-O-N. That's the Greek word for the beast in Revelation. It's going to be a holographic image. And everybody will be tied to the hive. There's some people tied to it right now. There's people tied to the hive right now. And they'll look at you and say, well, you don't understand. You're not like us. You're not one of us. Why? Because you're not in the hive if you're saved. They actually are all in the hive. They know each other. When they walk up, they know each other. And they're trying to pull you into the hive, and it'll never happen. Because if you're born again, they're going to have to cut your head off because you're going to speak truth. You're going to speak the truth. And so they can't handle it, and the hive can't handle it, so they got to cut your head off. Once you speak truth, they got to cut you off because the hive will not put up with it. And it don't even need to be called the Freemasons or the Jesuit or the secret societies. It's the hive. and it's always been here. And it's not going away. It's going to culminate. It's going to culminate in Revelation, but it's still here now. It's here now. And so, the dead corporations, the dead repeat of time, it's like you're in a dream. Every day is the same. Every moment is the same. And so that story of the cross is actually playing out every moment of every day, source code truth. And so that source code story is playing out in front of you, and it's hitting you where you are at. Have you ever noticed when you go to church, or when you used to go to church, you would be reading a Bible verse and you go to church and the preacher preached on that Bible verse? Is he reading my mind? No. God is showing you something, that this church is outside of time. It's high level synchronicity. If you're in high level synchronicity with somebody, that means they're outside of time, you're outside of time, you're part of the body of Christ, you're in tune, or you're being called to be the body of Christ. Because the devil's people, they're stuck in time. The narcissist cannot stop doing what they do. The liars cannot stop lying. They destroy themselves. The Democrat rat cannot stop destroying themselves. The Demorats. Demo, demonic. Look at it. D-E-M-O, demon. C, rats. Democrat. They can't stop destroying themselves. God's universe is based on truth, eternal truth. If you're walking in truth, you're going to succeed. If you're walking in lies, you're going to destroy yourself. Period. God will send somebody into your life to speak the truth, and you will be face to face with a prophet. Maybe not like the old days, but you'll be face to face with a truth speaker. And that truth speaker is going to stand in your face and tell you the truth. And you're either going to run or you're going to accept the truth. And if you run, you're going down a rabbit hole of no return. Usually, God can still save people. But if somebody says, Jesus saves, are you a sinner? Have you admitted your sin? You're in the death cult. Your sin stinks to thy heaven. You got to be born again. Nicodemus, you're a teacher of Israel. You're a publican, or whatever they call them. You're a high-standing person. And you don't know what I'm saying? Jesus told him. And he came by night. He didn't come during the day. He came to Jesus by night because he was scared. Like a little girl. I'm scared that people might see me talking to Jesus and I'll lose my job. Because you're a scared little girl. You don't want eternal life. You want image. You want to be seen before mankind. Lovers of pleasure instead of lovers of God. Pleasers of men instead of pleasers of God. They want to be seen before man. So Nicodemus came over there at night, and Jesus said, look, I'm telling you, the Spirit, you see the results. You see the people who got saved, how they changed. You see the ones that got saved, how they changed. And they got bold and they knew the truth. They know more than you, Nicodemus. You've been a student your whole life, but the born again people, they just got saved and they know more than you know, and you spent your whole life studying. What's that about? It's right there in front of you. The Spirit moves, but you don't want to accept it, Nicodemus. They're smarter than you because they're born again. They have the Spirit of truth instead of the Spirit of error. They know all things. Because they have the Spirit of truth. And you can't deceive them. You can't trick them. You can't lie to them. You might trick them for a spell, for a minute, but it don't last. Because they have the Spirit of truth. If you put air in a balloon and you take it down to the bottom of the pool, you put air in a balloon and you take it down to the bottom of the pool, what happens? The balloon rises to the top. Because it has air joint heirs rise up. And the more tricks they play, the more you rise up. If you take a balloon with no air, it goes to the bottom because it don't have the joint air spirit of truth in there. You can't deceive a saint. You might trick them for a second, but they always come out of it. They always come out of it. The joint airs rise up. The flat tires go, they don't. A tire with air, a tear, a dead body, your body's the death cult. But if you got the Holy Spirit, he'll quicken your mortal body. The dead flat tires, the car can't roll because it's got a flat tire. Same with this Nicodemus. Nicodemus, you see the results. How can a man be born a second time? Spiritual birth, Nicodemus. Not, he don't go back in the womb of the woman. He gets born from above. Nicodemus, you're ignorant. You're trying to figure it out in the energy of the flesh. And you can only figure it out with God's help. You have to cry out to God, because otherwise you won't see it, Nicodemus. If I decode his name, Nicodemus, I'll have to look that up and try to decode that name. Everything's scripted, because the scripture is. Everything is scripted because the scripture is your script. Follow it to the T, and you know you're in God's will, and you don't have to worry about nothing. Because if you're in God's will, you don't have to worry about nothing. He'll take care of you.